Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing another message from the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, Missouri. And our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, excellent teachers, and we invite you to come. Bring your Bibles and your family and study the Word of God with us. Our morning worship begins at 11 o'clock and for our preaching service. And then our evening worship begins at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study begins at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. So we're inviting you to come, and know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. Last Sunday morning, we closed our message as we were thinking about and preaching concerning the two general names that are given to God. The one name was Elohim, which is the creatorial God, and the other name was the name Jehovah, which means the everlasting or eternally existing one. And so we mentioned that there were seven names of Jehovah that we were going to study, and we had studied two of those. Number one was Jehovah Jireh, that is, God will provide. And God will provide all of those things that His people need. The second was Jehovah Rophekah, which means the Lord heals. And, of course, understanding that healing is in the hands of Almighty God. The third name that we want to look at is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 17 and verse 15. And the name is Jehovah Nissa. That is, the Lord is my banner, or the battle is the Lord's. In this place, the Scripture talks about Israel, who is at this point defeating the Amalekites. Moses gave the glory to the Lord. And of course, we ought to give the glory to the Lord for any kind of victory that we have in any kind of battle at all. In the past victory that the United States has had in Saudi Arabia, liberating Kuwait, we must give God the glory for the victory in that theater. We must remember that God uses military means from time to time. But the whole point is that God is the one that gives the victory. Our forces in Saudi Arabia would not have had the victory had it not been for God, who helped them fight and helped them win and who taught them the true ways. And so this is the way it was with Israel. When they went in to fight the Amalekites, they, the Israelites, had to do the battle. At the same time, it was God that was with them and blessed them and guided their steps as they moved. And so God is the one that is our banner. God is the victor. God is the one who receives all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for the victories that our nation has had. We must give Him the glory. And let us never come to the place that we say, well, the reason that we had the victory in the last war was because of our excellent military superiority. Let's not ever do that. But let's remember that God is over nations, and God is the one that sets up nations, and God is the one that takes nations down. God is the one that sets up kings and takes them down. Let us realize that God is in control of everything on this world, that God knows what's going on, and nothing happens by accident as far as God is concerned. But let's look at the fourth name. That is the name Jehovah Shalom. This is found in the book of Judges, chapter 6. And verse 24, this name means God is peace. And here's a real strange thing. Gideon was a judge. He had been chosen of God to liberate the Israelites from the Philistines. He was given a job he did not want to do. And sometimes God does us that way. It was Gideon's job to lead Israel against the Midianites. And so he went. But before the battle ever started, God gave Gideon a peace that everything would turn out all right. And here is an example of living by faith, totally trusting in an all-wise God to make everything right in the face of situations and circumstances that it looks like it cannot be right. Gideon, as he faced the Midianite army, he did not know the outcome. But as he trusted God, God revealed to him that everything was going to be okay. Listen, God is this kind of a God today. We live in perilous times. We live in a day when it's difficult to know from one minute to the next what will happen. But we can still put faith in God, Jehovah Shalom, knowing that God is our peace. You see, our peace is not in situations or circumstances that work out the way we want them to work out. But our peace is in knowing that God is in control, regardless of how that particular situation works out. I know I always have my ideas about how that I want things to work out. I have my plans, my dreams, my goals in life. But there's one thing for sure. Whatever God has on His mind, that is the way things will work out. Our peace is not to be found in realizing personal goals or ambitions. But our peace is to be found in God regardless of how things work out. Someone would say, well, you know, I went to the doctor and I had a bad disease. And God, through doctors and such, healed me, therefore I can trust in God. Well, now that's well and good. But could we trust in God if we went to the doctors and found that we had a dread disease and we trusted in God to heal it and God's will was that we not be healed? Could we still trust God in adverse circumstances? And this is knowing, you see, that God is our peace. Even if things are working against us, so to speak, that we trust in God. He is our peace. But then the fifth word that we want to look at is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 and verse 6. This is the word Jehovah Tishkenu. God is our righteousness. Oh, I love this. God is our righteousness. We, like Israel, do not stand on our own righteousness, but on the righteousness of God. Oh, what a wonderful thing this is and how it sets us free from the snares of Satan. Our righteousnesses, the Bible says, are as filthy rags. We must be washed clean by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And when He washes us clean, when we're made whole, we stand in His righteousness, not in what I've done. I don't have anything to brag about except in my Jesus who's forgiven me and cleansed me and washed me clean and given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Ah, what a Savior, what a Lord, what a Master He is. The sixth name that we want to look at is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48 and verse 35. Jehovah Shaman. That is, God is there, or God is ever present. I'm glad that God is ever present. Today, we may feel that God is somewhere else when He doesn't watch over us like we think He ought to. Sometimes as we live in this life, we face troubles and trials and heartaches, and we get to feeling discouraged. We get to feeling down and out. We get to feeling like God does not know my situation nor my circumstance. God does not understand. But remember that when I said all of that, I said we feel like God doesn't know. I said we feel like God doesn't understand. But you know, that's not the fact. The fact is, God does know, whether I feel like He knows or not. God understands. God knows everything that there is to know. God knows everything about me. God knows everything about you. We may go through some trying times. We may go through some sad times and some problems in our life. But the truth is, God knows all about all of those things. Nothing takes God by surprise. The seventh name that we want to look at is found in the book of Psalms 23 and verse 1. The Bible said here, this word is Jehovah Roshi, that is, God is the one who shepherds me. And this psalm is a favorite psalm of many. The Bible said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 Any way you say it, it's good, isn't it? Any way you look at it, it's good knowing that God is my shepherd. Yes, we all were as sheep going astray, but Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus found us as we were headed toward eternal destruction, sinners away from God, wanting to go away from Him and not seeking God. The Bible said, none seek Him. No, not one. Romans chapter 3. And that's the condition that we were in. But God is our shepherd. God is the one that watches over us. God is the one that keeps us from danger. God is the one that has picked us up in His arms and has brought us back to His fold. God continually watches over us in our lives. God continually guides us and leads us toward the green pastures. Look, the Bible said here in Psalms 23 verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, a lot of people don't want God to make them do anything. But here in the book of Psalms 23 verse 2, He maketh me. And you know, when God makes you to lie down in green pastures, you don't want to complain. As a matter of fact, you're glad that He's made you lie down in green pastures. The Bible said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. That is, those waters that run deep, the waters of the river of life. God leads us. We don't have to worry. We can trust God. You may not be able to trust some of your family. You may not be able to trust the company that you work for. You may not be able to trust your neighbor next door. You may not be able to trust yourself sometimes, but you can trust God. Oh, you can rely upon God. You can lean upon Him. You can rest upon Him. You can find assurance in God, for God is the one that shepherds us. Look in verse 4, Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff. They comfort me. Oh, listen, God is the one that shepherds us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is very, very satisfying to know that God is everything to us. We are able to say with Moses in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4 and verse 31, there is no God like our God. There is no rock like our rock. We see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church to learn more about the marvelous, marvelous God who is our Savior and Lord. We do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of this series of messages. Thank you now for listening.